warmly welcome the Secretary General, His Excellency, Mr. Antonio Guterres, and I give him the floor.
Mr. President, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, I will speak directly to three areas today: the principles, the facts, and the way out. First, the principles. The UN Charter provides the foundation for the maintenance of international peace and security. Article 2 of the Charter clearly states, all members shall refrain in their international relations from the threat or use of force against the territorial integrity or political independence of any state. International law and international humanitarian law must always be respected. That is why, since this morning, I have condemned the massive military strikes by the United States and Israel against Iran. And I also condemned the subsequent attacks by Iran violating the sovereignty and territorial integrity of Bahrain, Iraq, Jordan, Kuwait, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, and the United Arab Emirates. We are witnessing a grave threat to international peace and security. Military action carries the risk of igniting a chain of events that no one can control in the most volatile region of the world. Let me be clear, there is no viable alternative to the peaceful settlement of international disputes. Lasting peace can only be achieved through peaceful means, including genuine dialogue and negotiations. Mr. President, second, the facts. The situation on the ground is very fluid. There are many unconfirmed reports. Here is what we know. About 20 cities across Iran, including Tehran, Isfahan, Qom, Shahryar, and Tabriz, have reportedly been attacked. In Tehran, large explosions were reported in the district that includes the presidential palace and the compound of the supreme leader. Several high-ranking officials have reportedly been killed, including, according to Israeli sources, Iran's supreme leader Ali Khamenei, that I'm not in a position to confirm. Iran's airspace has been closed and the country is under a near-total internet blackout. The attacks have reportedly caused significant civilian casualties. According to Iranian media, an airstrike killed at least 85 people and injured many more at a girls' school in Minab, Hormozgan province, and the school in Tehran was also reportedly hit, causing 2 deaths. Mr. President, military action is expanding rapidly across the region, creating an increasingly volatile and unpredictable situation and heightening the risk of miscalculation. According to Israeli sources, 89 people have been injured in Iran's subsequent strikes on Israel, and there were also impacts in the occupied West Bank. Iran has announced that in reaction to U.S. and Israeli airstrikes, it targeted U.S. military assets in the region. These strikes have reportedly hit civilian areas and infrastructure in the countries that I have already mentioned. Indirect impact of falling debris was also reported in Lebanon and Syria. Most Gulf states successfully intercepted the Iranian strikes. However, the UAE reported that 1 civilian was killed by debris from an intercepted missile. In Iraq, there are reports of drone and missile attacks from both sides. There are also reports that Iran is closing the Strait of Hormuz for international shipping. Mr. President, the U.S. and Israel attacks occurred following the 3rd round of indirect talks between the U.S. and Iran, mediated by Oman. Preparations had been made for technical talks in Vienna next week, followed by a new round of political talks. I deeply regret that this opportunity of diplomacy has been squandered. Mr. President, third, the region and the world need a way out now. I call for de-escalation and an immediate cessation of hostilities. The alternative is a potential wider conflict with grave consequences for civilians and regional stability. I strongly urge all parties to return immediately to the negotiating table, notably on the Iran nuclear program. I note that the US President has reportedly talked with leaders of Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and the United Arab Emirates. Iran's foreign minister has reportedly spoken to his counterparts in GCC countries and Iraq, and everything must be done to prevent a further escalation. To this end, I call on all member states to strictly uphold their obligations under international law, including the UN Charter, to respect and protect civilians in accordance with international humanitarian law, and to ensure nuclear safety. Let us act responsibly and together to pull the region and our world back from the brink. Thank you.